What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. We came from beneath the sea, as always. I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
We're back, baby.
Boys are back in town.
It's been about 4 months since our last episode. Didn't intend to happen, but it happened.
I mean, everybody needs a break.
Yeah. I really didn't do much during this break. I worked on some podcast stuff here and there. I have more to work on after we record this episode.
Mainly just worked.
Yep, worked my ass off.
I didn't. I took like the rest of this year off.
It's a new fucking year, man. It's 2022, baby.
Hopefully that's right. Better.
Betty White fucking died.
Yeah,
she did.
Hopefully it's better than the last couple of years we've had.
Well, I mean, 2021 was Diet 2020, and I don't like diet soda, so.
The pandemic was still going on. So I mean, with all that, like, it was still kind of a shitty year. But
it's
I thought that 2021 was better than 2020, at least.
Yeah, I had some
just
good times.
By a little bit. Right.
I saw live music for the first time in 2 years, and I had a good time.
Hell yeah.
Recorded a lot of episodes with you guys.
I mean, shit, we saw 4 movies in the theater.
In the theater. True. What movie? We saw...
Candyman.
Venom. Halloween 2. Kills.
Yep. And Spider-Man.
You're right.
And we plan on seeing Scream 5, of course.
Yep.
Hopefully.
That's in just a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Holy shit.
So.
But just real quick, it's been 2 weeks since Spider-Man came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give like a little non-spoiler.
Let's talk about it, huh?
A little non-spoiler review. It was the best movie ever.
It was the absolute best, dare I say, Marvel movie they've made in the last
I would say best Spider-Man movie ever.
Ever.
Yeah, at least live-action Spider-Man movies, because Into the Spider-Verse is really
it's up there
good.
Too.
Ballin'.
Yeah.
It's ballin'.
Yeah.
But MCU-wise, I don't think I've felt that much raw emotion since Endgame.
Yeah.
Like, that was good.
Well,
made you feel good.
You know how they're saying, like, there's going to be more Spider-Man movies in the MCU?
Right.
How are they going to top that shit?
I mean, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Unless
like
they do.
They're gonna be good movies.
Well, I think this next trilogy is gonna be like the college age Peter Parker.
Who? Well, it's gonna be like gritty city living Peter Parker where he's struggling.
Poor.
Yeah. So I think like a good villain would be Kingpin, and then they could just cross over Daredevil.
Well, I guess Hawkeye brought in Kingpin, I guess. I haven't seen Hawkeye, any of it.
It's kind of spoiler, so if you haven't seen it, go watch it. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't really mind light spoilers.
I won't
go
into detail on, like, how he's introduced, but yeah, he's in it.
Like, obviously, spoilers for Spider-Man No Way Home. Yeah, No Way Home? No Way Home. Fucking Daredevil's in it, so, like, they've already brought in some of the
Charlie
Netflix
Cox
characters.
Is Daredevil, which I'm so glad.
I mean, with Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin and Charlie Cox as Daredevil, the Punisher is canon in the MCU. Jon Bernthal as the Punisher, I'd assume. And the Defenders.
Well, I mean,
I don't
Punisher,
know if that's canon, though.
What, the Defenders?
Well, all those shows were connected, too, so I mean...
Were they?
Assumptions.
Well, the Punisher was in the Daredevil series, so he's at least canon,
and
too.
And then they made Iron Fist, and then Luke Cage, and then didn't they do...
Jessica Jones.
A crossover or something with them?
Something
on
like
Netflix.
That.
But yeah, like that.
Which is why I'm saying, like, Spider-Man 4 should be, like, a Daredevil crossover, too.
It'd be cool, man. I would love to see Charlie Cox
because,
in the costume again.
I mean, there's tons of Spider-Man and Daredevil crossover comics.
Oh, yeah.
Like, their villains run in together.
That was, like, one of my favorite
animated
movies.
Series.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, man. That was fucking awesome.
I rented that from Blockbuster quite a few times when
I own
it.
Dude. I own it to this day, yeah.
I used to have it on VHS when I was, like, 4.
The, what would be cool is if they did the Punisher hunting down Spider-Man like that.
Be kind of cool
storyline.
But yeah, I don't think that like if they're like since they're doing more Spider-Man movies, I don't think they're gonna be like super modern.
I mean, there's gonna be modern
elements like technology based. I think it's gonna be.
I mean, shit. In the MCU, we're in like 2025, 26.
Yeah. Because they skipped
the time
5
jump.
Years,
yeah.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
Yep. So that means that Peter Parker is actually, like, fucking 24 years old right now.
Yeah, without the blip, yeah. But with the blip, he's still, like, 18. But I really liked the direction they're going with Spider-Man in the MCU with Tom Holland.
I mean, it's why I think Spider-Man is one of the best superheroes ever. He just... humbling.
Yeah.
And he's the most relatable.
This isn't really like a spoiler because they were in the trailer, but like Green Goblin, probably like the best MCU villain.
Yeah,
too.
He was awesome.
Oh, dude, you know? Willem Dafoe absolutely killed it. He
was amazing.
Did all his stunts and action scenes, which
he's
was
66
really
cool. fucking years old.
He's got mad drip.
He does.
Mad drip.
He's got some mad drip.
Yeah, Doc Ock was great.
Jamie
Electro,
Fox was awesome.
He was like the comedical relief in this movie.
Yeah.
He also
I love Jamie Timbs. Fox. I do.
Yeah. Electro had the Timbs on, bro.
Yeah, he looked like a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Because that's where it is. But
yeah, even the Lizard was cool to see again. Like,
he was the one, in my opinion, he didn't do too much, but I don't know. He was fine.
Right. I was happy to see him.
I guess we have to address the elephant in the room. Major spoilers for Spider-Man No Way Home, because I finally have to say it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Get the fuck out of here.
Go away.
Skip ahead like a minute. The three Spider-Men.
Yeah, that was
holy
awesome.
Fucking shit.
The three live action films.
Oh my fucking god, dude. Bro. And we weren't in a crowded theater by
I
any
busted
means.
A nut.
We kinda we the way we did it, we got a 3D showing at 9:30 on the Thursday before it came out. It was pretty empty. But part of me wishes we had a full theater.
Bro, and Andrew Garfield's face. Visual friend. And then you see, and then Toby comes out, and then it's just a jet stream of tears. You just
well, like, I saw, like crowd reaction videos. Like, that shit was cool. Like, when they came out, and they were like, oh!
That's why I wish we had a full theater, just to get that experience. But I was okay with what we got. I mean, seeing it in 3D was still cool, too.
It was cool. I don't think it changed the experience much, though.
Just a little bit. I mean, I didn't really notice too many 3D sequences, but...
3D's okay.
3D is like a dying gimmick, in my opinion.
Man,
like,
Toby came out of the portal, and he's Spider-Dad, all right?
Spider-Dad.
That's what he is. He's Spider-Dad.
When she's Aunt May, but not your Aunt May.
Exactly.
Into the Uncleverse.
Yep. I was kind of thinking, you know, I read something the other day. It said that they used, like, de-aging for Doc Ock.
For Alfred Molina.
Uh-huh. But, like, when you look at, like, recent pics of Alfred Molina, he doesn't look much older than
he just
what he
lost
looked
weight.
Like in 2004 Spider-Man 2.
He was a little
2.
Chunkier in 2004, but that's fine.
He's gray. That's it, really, you know?
Another thing I really liked was seeing Tom Holland Spider-Man fight Alfred Molina's Doc Ock.
Oh, dude, he's like, you're not Peter Parker.
Well, like, I said this to, like, Cassie at the Christmas party. I was like, dude, I don't care what anybody says, like, Doc Ock was, like, he's still to this day, like, my favorite, like, live-action
like
comic
Doc
book
Ock.
Villain.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. Him and Green Goblin are up there, especially after this movie. They're definitely up there, but, you know.
Bro, Sandman.
Not the same actor. He didn't return for
that.
Yeah, it was. No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was a different guy.
It was Hayden.
Are you
Hayden
sure?
Church Thomas or whatever his name is.
I saw somebody say it wasn't him, that he didn't return.
No, it's him.
He did the voice work.
His face kind of like showed up at the end, but he was literally sand throughout the entire movie.
He didn't really want to do anything to Peter. He's just like, man, I don't.
Well, I mean, he wasn't necessarily a bad guy in Spider-Man 3. Yeah. Like, he's a bad guy, but he's not a bad guy.
You are a bad guy, but not
bad guy. He's the best part of like Spider-Man 3.
I agree.
Sure.
He's my favorite part of it.
You remember Ben Parker? Who?
You know, they could have done with that movie instead of having Venom in the movie. Peter could have just gotten the black suit, and that would have been fine with that.
I don't know.
I saw a theory that since the symbiote, still spoilers. It's been like a minute, but still spoilers. Just heads up. Since with the symbiote still in the MCU, I saw somebody make an edit where Tom and Toby come back, or not Tom, Andrew and Toby come back and get the symbiote off of them. For like the next trilogy.
Well, I've also
it definitely won't happen.
There's been like rumors that like they're gonna have like Andrew and Toby return for Secret Wars or whatever.
If they're leading to Secret Wars, that'd be lit.
Is it a Disney Plus show? Is that what it's going
to
be?
I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that'd be
fucking cool.
Yeah. What was it?
I've also seen like I don't know if it's confirmed or not, or people talking about it. But Andrew and Toby might get another Spider-Man movie.
I've heard theories they want to put Andrew in
That's
the
what
next
I've
Venom
heard.
Movie. And Venom and his Spider-Man will square off.
They should.
That'd be cool. Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Fucking awesome.
It'd be cool, but it also, like, it wouldn't make much sense. But
The Amazing Spider-Man movies was Sony's franchise.
I know that, but the thing is like, Venom was brought in an entirely different way.
Yeah, they would have to find a workaround.
Yeah, they'd retcon a lot of stuff.
To get that situated.
It'd be awkward, but it'd still be cool. Well,
Doctor Strange sent Andrew back to the wrong reality.
I mean, what they could do is that, still spoilers here. The post-credit scene, Eddie is sitting at a bar and, like, knows of Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, I should go to New York and meet this guy. And then he gets sent back to his universe. But, like, if him and Andrew are in the same universe, he could be like, if there was a Spider-Man in that universe, there's got to be one in this one.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's also kind of weird? Like, in the Morbius trailer, like, you get that, like, picture on the wall where it's, like, Spider-Man and it says murderer. That's Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck are they doing?
Well, the whole thing with that is, how are they going to move on from Venom? Because Venom goes to Eddie Brock after he's on Peter Parker. So, like...
I mean,
I don't know what they're going
to
do.
They're going to have to do something. I mean, because they've already...
I trust...
They've already introduced Venom without Spider-Man.
You know, this might sound stupid, but it might go to Matt Gargan.
Please no.
It might.
Also,
instead of getting Scorpion, we're going to get Matt Gargan Venom.
Please. No.
I want to move on from Spider-Man here in a minute, but I saw this TikTok. Somebody recorded the fucking movie in the theater. But when the reality split open, you see all those, like, celestial beings. I guess Kraven was one of those.
Kraven, Rhino.
Yeah. Like,
Keys, Grandma.
Because I guess from what Tom Holland and all the producers over at Marvel were saying, No Way Home started as a Kraven the Hunter movie.
I believe that.
They wanted Kraven the Hunter introduced in the MCU, and that was the
entry point
for him.
See, that's somebody that they could do now that,
honestly, I love Kraven
the Hunter. Tom Holland's, like, kind of, like, out of the Avengers and shit.
You know what they should do, though?
Something that they could do.
Did you guys ever play the Amazing Spider-Man 2 tie-in game on the Xbox or the PlayStation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you remember, you work with Kraven the Hunter, and he, like, teaches you, like, how to use your spider sense more and stuff. They should do that.
And he ends up like a boss fight.
Yeah, they should do that in one of the next.
That was also sort of a spoiler. Like, I basically gave away that nobody knows who Peter Parker is now, or nobody knows the identity of Spider-Man now, because like the spell that Doctor Strange.
I mean, I kind of gave it away when he said Peter Parker, and I said, "Who?"
Yeah, but yeah, like that's somebody that's like that could be the potential next villain. I still want to see Scorpion really bad,
dude. I would love to see Scorpion.
Yeah.
I want Vulture to come back.
Vulture
could
awesome
come
as well.
Back. Black Cat could be a good one.
I think that's what they're going to do, since I can't really get into it without giving away the real ending of the movie, but...
We'll save it for another time.
Yeah. But if
Scorpion,
you...
That's
we're out of spoiler territory. Please go see No Way Home.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Please.
It's
do
very...
It.
It gives you... Like, I told them, like, it's like... Dude, it's like a fucking fever dream. It's like I made that shit up in my dreams.
It really is, though.
It
I
gives
can't
you
wait
the best
to be
of,
out.
Of all worlds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get a lot of everything.
And, like...
Plus, Doctor Strange is in it, too.
Like, all the villains that you may have been let down on in the past Spider-Man movies, they get redeemed.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, I mean, especially Electro.
Especially Jamie Foxx.
You ain't even the shit no more.
Hey.
Like, they even brought it up. They're like, dude, you looked entirely different. What the fuck happened? And they just didn't explain it. I was like,
yes, they did. The energy in the MCU universe is
different.
Purer than the energy in their universe or whatever.
See, I thought that they just straight up didn't explain it. And I was like, well, okay.
They lightly did. They're he's like, this energy is different. It hit different.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's our spoiler talk for Spider-Man No Way Home. Please, I can't wait for it to be out on Blu-ray so we can watch the full trilogy in a row. That'd be really
pretty good.
Interesting.
Pretty good.
All right. So I want to take a moment to plug what's next for the network. So we now, as a network, as a SlasherCast podcast network, have a Patreon. So I believe it did launch today or yesterday, the 1st. So we have 2 tiers. We have the Slasher Society. What you can expect as a member of the Slasher Society, it includes access to the monthly newsletter, inclusion in the Slasher Society Hall of Fame, and exclusive podcast episodes. And some of these are in video format from the Conjecturing, special episodes and series from us, We Came From Beneath the Sea, and even more people, and then there's Slasher Society Plus. Become a member of that, you will gain access to a monthly podcast episode where we detail episodes and topics coming to the network for the next month. So, like, we'd have January's for yesterday. You get discounts on merch, which is coming soon, it says, and early and ad-free audio access to select episodes across the network. So, if you would like to support the Slashcast Podcast Network, I will leave a link in the episode description so you can join that if you would like. We appreciate it. We love y'all. And let's continue this episode, yeah?
Something we should mention, we're not doing news anymore.
Yeah, we're dropping news. We sat down and we discovered news was taking up too much time in each episode.
Not only that, but most of the time it would be like Bailey naming off a subject and me and Zach would just go, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Which, I mean...
Either that or we would go off on a huge fucking rant that would take like 30
minutes. We would spend
30
to 45 minutes of each episode talking about non-related
things. We don't need to be doing that.
So instead, like our upfront topic would be like what we watched.
So yeah, so what the new format is for episodes coming in the future, we do our intro, you know, the hey, what's going on everybody? Talk about what we've been up to in the last week, watching movies, what we watched. And then housekeeping stuff, if you guys send us emails, we'll read that, have a discussion about it.
Q&As.
Just other Q&As. I did put a Q&A out, and nobody responded to it, and I'm a little salty about it.
You pieces of shit.
But
we need
fine.
That.
But if you guys do not want to miss the next any of our tweets, follow us on Twitter at WC... What's our acronym? WC...
I don't fucking know.
WCB... I can't fucking talk today.
You need to change that to something more manageable.
I know. And it's just letters.
WCFBTS.
Thanks, man.
All caps,
you're the best.
Think.
All caps.
I don't even have a fucking Twitter and I know.
Yeah, but it's WCFBTS. Thanks, Zach. You're the best.
You're welcome.
But yeah, if you don't want to miss any of our tweets, that's where I'm most active on our socials is Twitter. Shoot us a DM or even a tweet. Call us the fuck out. Be like, hey, you cowards, cover this episode.
Okay. That could also be like a Patreon tier. Is like, hey, you get to pick the movie we cover for this month.
I don't
or
think we get to choose tiers, but I'll run it by the
I don't
boys.
Know.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, yeah, I'll run it by.
Out and have people pick.
But you better not give us no shitty movies to cover.
Why are you looking at me for?
Because that's where most of them
what
come
do y'all
from.
Motherfuckers put Dead Alive on there, I swear to God.
You don't like Dead Alive?
I like Dead Alive. Stay Alive. Is it Stay Alive?
Stay Alive.
Dead
Alive
is brain dead, right?
Yeah, I like Dead Alive.
Dead
Alive
is Peter Jackson's zombie movie. You leave Stay Alive alone.
Fuck that movie.
Fuck you. But anyway, yeah, so the new episode format for its intro, housekeeping, what we watched, and then topic of the week. Yeah. And another heads up, topic-based episodes. You guys will get one every once in a while as a freebie from the Patreon. But topic-based episodes, because they take so much of my time and research and writing, they're Patreon exclusives now. So, sorry.
So
we do have one planned. I do have one planned in the next couple of months to get done. I'm not going to tell you what it's about.
You
got
to
wait.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Yep, you
got
to go over to the Patreon. I do want to showcase what our Patreon episode of January will be. It is a series that we've concocted. Where we try to plan a sequel to a really bad movie.
Or try
to
revive
any movie,
a franchise.
Or revive a franchise. It's a working title, but I kind of like it. I'm calling it Let's Try That Again.
Yeah, I like that.
Episode 1, I will give you guys this information. It is on Nightmare on Elm Street. We're each going to try to revive Nightmare on Elm Street.
Correct.
In a good way. And
I'm very excited to record
that. I'm so excited because, you know, that was our first franchise we ever did on the show.
Many of you know that's my favorite horror franchise is A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep. But that'll be coming. I don't know the exact date to the Patreon. I will update you all when we have that info. But we are recording that really soon. So just keep an eye out if you guys join the Patreon. And all right, let's move on.
So, yeah, we're back, baby.
We're back, baby.
It's been a minute.
And what better place to go to than where we started?
Well, aren't we going to talk about what we've been up to?
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and do that
first
before we get all sentimental and shit.
Yeah.
So what'd you guys do over the almost 4 months we were gone?
Mainly working, a lot of housekeeping stuff. I just bought a house. So
I think we announced you guys had bought a house and moved in.
Yeah, so it's just been dealing with buying a house and the funds of being a homeowner.
It's not fun at all. Don't lie to them.
It is fun sometimes. Having my own place is nice.
Listen, you're only happy because you can walk around butt-ass naked in your own
house. And eat cereal.
And eat cereal. Butt-ass naked in your recliner.
Got a cat. I don't know if I told you all about that.
She's a fucking terror.
Got a cat. Her name's Goose. She's a little shithead, but I love her so much. She's my baby.
Mister, I don't want a fucking
cat. I didn't want a cat.
And then the day after he tells us this, guys, we're getting a cat.
Yeah. I did not want a cat. I didn't think we were ready for a pet.
Literally the day before he goes, me and Krista can barely take care of ourselves. And
so
the next day, it's...
Was it one of those things, well, if nobody takes them, they're just going to go out in the wild?
No. The lady that we got the cat from, Krista knew from church. So they would probably just stay with her. Yeah. But it was one of those moments that we saw her for the first time, and I held her for the first time. And it
See,
was
that was
like,
a mistake. That's how they get you.
I was like, God damn.
That's how they get you.
And she's my little baby. She's beepy.
Until you get a real baby, and Goose is going to hate it.
I don't know about a real baby anytime soon. Hobbying, been doing a lot of fucking hobbying, and I miss doing it. I'm glad that I've like taken a break from video games, which, sorry, guys.
Nah, but, dude.
No, your controller is fucked up. That's what it is.
Yeah. I got a new one, though.
Did you?
Okay. I did get a new one. I got a new one, and it works just fine.
$60
but, like,
well spent?
No. My brother actually got it for me for Christmas.
Oh, really? He's like, you need this.
Yeah, pretty much.
To be honest, I haven't played much either.
Been taking a break from doing that. Playing video games and doing hobbying, man. I'd love it. Just putting together models. And
it's crazy how much time we have left in the day when we're not gaming for a solid 3.5-4 hours a night.
I want to get back into gaming, but I still want to like have my hobby time.
Yeah, I do too. Like... It's
play
weird.
Video games too, so
especially with Evil Dead coming out and Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, gotta get on that.
We need a PS5 first for those, but
for Evil Dead too.
I believe Evil Dead's going
man.
To next gen. I think so. I'd have to fact check that. But
I thought
believe
it was just Texas, but I could be wrong.
A
as
lot.
Well.
Of, we're getting to the point where all the new games are going to be coming the next gen only.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there is no next-gen consoles. What the fuck?
I know. We can't fucking get our hands on one. I saw Walmart and Meijer had Xbox Series X's in stock the other day. But
I think
that,
they're trying to be better about it. It's just
Xbox is winning the next-gen right now.
They're just...
They have more units out in stores.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's the only reason why, though.
PS5s, but you can't fucking get your hands on one unless you spend $1,000 from a reseller.
Yeah, they made like 1,000 PS5s, and that's it.
But somehow they sold a million of them.
I don't believe that.
That's insanity.
I don't believe it.
But, yeah, I mean, that's mainly it. And working on wedding stuff. Getting married next year.
Boy,
so.
Oh boy, I can't
this
wait
year,
to be.
Or this year, yeah. Yeah, this year, yeah.
You have, I don't want to freak you out. You have 10 months.
I do have 10 months.
Till you're
ready. It's going to be fine.
Zach's freaking out.
There's like 200
right
people coming.
There's like 200 people, and like 20 of those people are mine.
Zach would be content with just like 6 people at his
Chris
wedding.
Is like,
I would just be content with eloping.
Chris I feel the same.
Chris is like, I'm inviting everybody.
Isn't that just
I
on
knew.
Paper? Like you there's
you
no
just
ceremony.
Go, yeah, you just go to yeah, yeah. Get your wedding
I want to do that.
Just go to a fucking
I wish
court
I could
room,
do that.
That's eloping.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay.
Going to the courthouse.
Yeah.
I'd be content with that, but
no. You know. Chris is like, I got to invite everybody that I remember from kindergarten.
It's a big day for her. It's a day that most you know, women, little girls plan, you know, for their entire life.
Not me.
So I'm not.
Well, you're not a little girl.
Well, you're not a little girl or a woman.
So. Not me. I've never wanted a wedding.
Brandon's going to be single for life, probably.
Yep.
He so voluntarily.
It's exciting. But
yeah.
That's really a
me
bad
and Brandon are both in your wedding.
That's right. You guys are my groomsmen.
Yep.
But then also, I just wanted to give a shout out real quick to my sister-in-law, Sonia. Yeah, we're back. We finally got an episode
back,
out
baby.
For you. You don't have to pull your hair out waiting anymore.
Every week.
So, every week.
Hopefully, she didn't give up. You know, waiting on us.
She's gonna get that notification wherever she listens to our episodes.
She's like one of the only 5 listeners that we get every
hey,
week.
We're working on growing our show again. And that's another reason we took the break. You know,
that's
we
right.
gotta wipe it clean to build back up.
And Sonia, we appreciate your support.
We
thank
absolutely
you so much.
Do. Yeah. You don't have to join our Patreon, but if you do, you know we love you long time. I've never met you a day in my life.
I haven't met her in person either, but I appreciate the support and thank you.
Yeah.
We'll just tell Alani to tell her.
So like,
she'll listen to the episode. She'll hear it.
What I've been up to, like, so
smoked
since
crack, obviously.
Yep. Since crack. Since we left off, I worked like the first week of December, and then because our production was shutting down to do inventory.
Hold on, you had a whole 2 months before December. So what did you do in those 2 months? Worked. That's it.
Worked and fucking probably. Well, I played like Hunt Showdown with Zach for a good bit there.
We were playing a lot of that.
And F-13, we kind of went back on that a little bit there for a second.
Yeah.
People kept choosing Pinehurst and shit.
I like Pinehurst every now and again, but if it's like every match,
dude,
just
between
much.
That and fucking Packanack, and I was getting sick
well,
of that
like,
shit.
The thing
full
is,
Packanack, Packanack small,
both of them, man. I was getting so sick of that shit.
Well, like the thing is like, you know, their lobbies are kind of iffy right now because there's not a lot of people playing
or dedicated servers.
Yeah, and so you, like, once you get in a lobby, like, just fucking stay in there, because if you don't, you're gonna be searching for a long time.
Yeah.
That's
and
how
those,
it used to be.
Those motherfuckers,
days.
They choose the same maps to play on every time.
It's either Pinehurst or Packanack. And it's like, dude, Higgins is better. Play Higgins.
Yeah. But other than that, like, I took like 3 weeks off of work, PTO paid for, you know, paid time off. I've been playing Stardew Valley. That was like for the first week that I was off. Played Stardew Valley, got pretty far, and then I got burnt out. And then we had our Christmas party. Like, Zach and Krista got me all these, like, Warhammer figures. I've been putting those together. And then I can't remember, like, movies and shit that I watched, like, before I went on break, but I can kind of, like, talk about some of the ones that I've seen recently besides Spider-Man.
Is Day of the Dead one of them?
Day of the Dead is one of them.
Brandon's been on a tirade about Day of the Dead the last couple
it's
of
such
days.
It's underrated movie. As fuck.
It is.
I haven't seen it.
It's a really good
the
one,
only
man.
Only movie in that trilogy I've seen is Night of the Living Dead. You can't find Dawn of the Dead fucking anywhere. It's on YouTube, but in a really shitty quality.
I think
and
the
I don't
reason
know
why it's like
it
that
is
because there's like four or five different versions.
There's,
but,
yeah.
I believe, six.
Yeah.
But
like Day of the Dead. I watched Day of the Dead and Return of the Living Dead because those two are probably my favorite zombie movies. Day of the Dead's underrated
again.
As fuck, and like I think the reason why people don't like it more than Dawn is because it's bleak.
Yeah,
and it's not
that's
really,
the point though. Isn't
it's
it?
Not really like a happy movie. There's very little happy scenes in that movie.
Like, isn't Day of the Dead like humanity's final?
That's
pretty
kind
much.
Of the
yeah.
Raw, pretty
that's
much.
Kind of the point.
Yeah,
it's supposed to. It's not a happy-go-lucky movie.
Supposed to
movie.
Fuck you
it's,
up.
But I like it too because like the practical effects are, in my opinion, the best in the entire franchise.
Is Day of the Dead the one where Greg Nicotero worked on it and they used
it was
the
his
expired
first,
guts
because
they didn't
his,
go to the store?
Yeah, it was his first big movie
yeah.
that he worked on because he was Tom Savini's apprentice.
Yeah, I heard the story they used expired cow intestines. And
well,
they were
that's
rotting.
The scene where they pull old boy apart.
That's
yeah,
the scene
they
I
they had
think.
To yeah. they had to like they had to shoot that scene multiple times and he was like on the brink of like vomiting and just passing out because of just how bad it smelled.
Mm.
Like they have like cuts where you could see like the actors playing zombies like waft like doing this like around his face because it just smelled that bad. And Joe Pilato, the guy who plays Rhodes, he's like, but yeah, like I really like that. Like the only like happy parts about that movie is Bub the zombie.
He's great.
He's like the only comedical relief in there, but he's like my favorite zombie out of any movie, like even more than Tar Man.
Hmm.
But yeah, I watched that.
Brains.
I tried to watch like some Dario Argento movie, and it was too slow moving. I can't remember what it
I've
was
been
called.
Trying to get into giallo films. It's a weird place to jump in when you're not familiar.
Yeah, you got it's an acquired taste for sure.
I just need to sit down.
Oh, I watched 28 Days Later, too.
That's God, man. That's my favorite zombie
movie ever.
Is that
the first
ever.
One?
Yeah.
And then there's 28 Weeks?
Yeah. It's on HBO Max, both of those movies.
No, there's an argument, though. Those aren't really zombies.
I don't think they are. Because they don't eat flesh.
Aren't they infected with, like, a brain disease or something?
It's like rabies on crack.
It's like it's called Rage. It makes them just
it's
fucking super
virus.
Mad. And.
Yeah.
They want to squirt blood and spit in your face to make you turn and whatnot.
I mean, I guess it's not technically a zombie movie.
But it works like one.
It's very similar to one.
Yeah. But you never see them, like, eat flesh or anything.
No.
But, like, it's also kind of confusing because, like, like that war base that they end up at. Uh-huh. Like they've got one of them chained and they're like, we're trying to see when it starves to death. I was like, what are you implying? Like, what does it fucking eat? You know?
You know what my favorite non-traditional zombie movie is? Huh? I Am Legend. Non-traditional zombies.
That is a good movie. Yeah.
Well, technically they're vampires in the novel.
They're vampires in the movie too.
Are they?
Technically.
I thought they're more zombie-like.
They're more zombie-like in the movie. It's but like a mashup, when they go up out into the sun, they burn and
shit. I want to get the novel or the novella that it's based on. I've seen it.
The novella is like, this is kind of a swift kick to the nuts. Yeah. Like at the end, because like you realize like, oh, this guy's kind of a piece of shit. Like. Yeah. It's kind of sad because everybody else technically evolved, but he didn't.
Right, which is sad. But the movie's great. I remember me and my mom and my sister, we saw that in the movie theater Thanksgiving weekend the year it came out because we saw National Treasure 2, and then we went and watched that in the same night. And
bro, when he kills the dog.
Oh, dude, it's so sad. But that is one of my favorite Will Smith movies, too.
It's a, like,
I Am Legend,
good movie.
I don't know if he won any Academy Awards for that.
I don't think he
has a single one, honestly.
But that is a good movie.
Yeah. Maybe he has like Golden Globes, but not Oscars.
Yeah, no Oscars, sadly, for some fucking reason. But is that all you did over the break?
I rewatched like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy after we watched No Way Home.
Where'd you watch those at?
Peacock.
Peacock.
Yeah, those are still good. Say the third
Peacock,
one's
no
kind of iffy, but
third one's.
Have you heard that like on Instagram?
What?
Say Peacock and no one bats an eye. But say poopcock and everyone loses their mind. And it's like someone doing a Joker impression. It's pretty funny. But,
okay.
I avoided horror for the most part on our break. I don't know why. I didn't do it on purpose. I just didn't really watch any horror movies.
I didn't really watch any movies in general.
It felt, one of the reasons I liked the break, watching horror movies was feeling a lot like work to me. And I didn't really like that a whole lot. But last horror movie I think I watched was Halloween Kills.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like new one. The new horror movie.
Yeah.
Well, does count as, I've been watching the Chucky TV series.
Oh, yeah. I need How's to get that? On that because it's on Peacock
it's
now.
It's actually pretty good. I'm halfway through episode 3. I think there's 8 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. I'm liking the way things
Very
are
nice.
Going. But they do kind of over-sexualize the kid characters because they're in middle school.
I see.
And they're like pretty hypersexual, and I'm kind of feeling weird about
hormones
it.
Hormones run wild.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, Don Mancini's like a 40-year-old man, and I'm just like,
I mean, like, it makes sense, because once
he
you get in
this, bro?
Once you get in middle school, that's when you're really like, oh,
yeah,
I gotta do something, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta beat my dick.
Chucky TV shows, the newest horror thing I'm watching. I meant to watch Midnight Mass over our hiatus, but I
That's
never
a good
did.
Show.
I'm still behind.
Yeah. That's There's all kinds show. Of like horror movies that came out last year that I want to check out, like Saint Maud and
oh, I need to check that one out. Isn't that like a
Censors one?
Censor.
Lamb. Oh. Lamb, I don't know if it's actually like a fucking horror movie.
It's like
movie.
A psychological thriller type.
It's one of those A24 movies. Yeah. I want to check that out, too.
I do, too. Just to see, like, what the fuck's going on.
This sheep gives birth to a fucking human with a sheep's head.
Yeah.
I was like, who fucked that sheep?
I don't think the dad's a sheep, bro. Let me tell you. But,
shit.
What else did I do? I've been playing my Switch a lot more.
Yeah, same.
My girlfriend got me Zelda Breath of the Wild for Christmas. Haven't started that yet, actually, even though I begged for it. I've been playing Dying Light, the zombie game where you parkour.
Yep.
I've been really invested into that, and I'm actually doing pretty well in it.
Barely doing well in a video game?
I know.
It's unheard
fucking
of.
Heard of. Single player, bro, I'd be killing. But been hanging out with my girlfriend and her folks a lot in the last couple of months. We went to her grandma's house a couple nights ago. Broke out their old Super 8 projector.
Brand.
I learned how one of those worked. It was really cool. We watched their old home movies and stuff. I thought about Sinister the whole time, though. I'm like, there's going to be a scary man up in here, bro. Please, no. But, yeah, that's what I did over my head. I've been reading a lot. American Psycho made me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm over halfway through that book. I'm waiting. So I've never seen the movie all the way through. I just know a few of the key scenes of the movie.
I love that movie.
So I'm waiting until I finish the book so I can do like a comparison type thing.
Yeah.
So I can review it on the show.
I love that movie.
The book made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. There's
I like
a scene
that movie, too. I like where it leaves off and you just don't know what the fuck
actually
happened.
Oh, the end of the
happened.
Movie? Yeah. So there's a scene in the book where he kills this gay man and his dog, but the way the author describes the killing of the dog, I was like...
Well, see, like...
Because, like, he rips out the dog's insides, and it's in really graphic detail. Yeah. And it's just real... It was real gross.
In the movie, he kills, like, a homeless man and stomps a dog to death, and I was like... Yep.
Well, so, believe it or not, that scene in the book is a lot less detailed than the gay man and his dog getting killed.
Well, like, they show you stomp... It's a fake dog.
Yeah.
They show it, and, like, it makes, like, the noises, and I'm like...
But yeah, like, so there's another, there's
like,
so many
Christian
kills
Bale.
In the book.
I'm not watching any more of your movies.
There's a few detailed kills in the book, too, like, Paul Allen when he dies. That was really graphic.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way he describes it, he, like, in the movie, it's not like you can't obviously get the details 100%.
Right.
Like, in the book, he buries the axe in between where his jaws meet.
Yeah.
And it's just like, ugh. It's gross. And then there was another one. He just brings up casually, like in his thoughts when he's like at dinner and stuff. He's like, yeah, this one time I killed a woman and shoved a hairspray can up her. And I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
And then there'll be like his friends are so out of it. Like they're fucking yuppies, obviously. They don't really care. He'll just in casual conversation go, yeah, I killed somebody with a chainsaw once. Or just shit like that while his friends are talking. I'm like, what the fuck?
He does that in the movie too a lot. He's like, there's a scene he's sitting at dinner and they're talking business. And he's like, did I happen to mention that I'm completely insane?
I think that's in the book, ripped from the book. But the book's actually really good. I like it. I'm in the 200 page range.
Yeah.
The book's 399 pages. So I'm getting there.
Very nice.
Yep. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the sponsor of this episode, Raise Energy. Raise offers a zero-sugar, no-crash guaranteed product with many different flavors. They're not promising magic in a can or a miracle potion, and they're retailing for under $30 per case, while the big-name brands are charging upwards of $35 or even more per case. If you're interested in trying out their product and giving us a little bit of that kickback from your purchase, use the link in the episode description and use our code, capital letters here, WCFBTS, for a 15% off discount at your checkout. Once again, that is WCFBTS for a 15% off at checkout. Thank you, Raise Energy, for sponsoring this episode, the continued support of our show, and I hope you listeners indulge yourself and get yourself a nice, clean energy drink. Well, it is time to move on to the topic of the week, and Zach mentioned it earlier a little bit, but we're going back to where we started. We're redoing It Came From Beneath the Sea.
Uh-huh.
You might be wondering why, and it's because we weren't very proud of that first episode.
Listen.
We didn't do it justice.
Listen, it was not the best episode.
No, I mean, it was also our first episode.
It was our first episode, and for it being a first episode, I think it's all right.
But it's not, you know, it's not the best.
Could have been better, though.
Yeah, I'm mainly saying to redo it, is not just to redo the episode, but mainly just it's a celebration of the show. I feel like it'd be a good idea just to go back where we started.
In March. How long have we been podcasting? 2 years?
Yeah. Just
April.
April, I mean.
Yeah.
April. Kind of, 2 years? Mm-hmm. 2 year anniversary?
April 420. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
yeah, 420.
That was when our first episode came out.
Yeah, that's right.
And, yeah. Just a celebration of the show and how far we've come and do it in the format we changed to. And feel like it'd be fun.
All right. Movie sucks. Review over.
Yep. Movie sucks.
Anyways, that being said, this movie fucking blows.
dude, there. Oh my god, there are so much. Like now that we've watched quite a few monster movies on the show, It Came From Beneath the Sea is not all that good of a movie to me anymore.
Well, you also you kind of like I read this on IMDb earlier, but like you have to understand this movie was a low budget movie for the time that it came out. The reason why the octopus has six legs is so that they could save
budget
money.
Reasons.
Yeah,
the sixtopus.
Yeah. Sixtopus.
What is it? Hectopus? Is that
six? A hexapus?
Is six hectagon?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I just remember Ray Harryhausen called it a sixtopus.
A sixtopus.
Yeah. So this movie is straight up war propaganda.
Oh, very much so.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to lie. I had a few beers watching this.
I watched it this morning.
I was trying to, like, I watched it last night. I was trying to, like, finish off the beer in the fridge because my parents always complain when I have shit in there because they're like, you never drink it. We get all this shit. You put it in here and it fucking never moves until y'all have a party or something. So I was like, all right. And so I drank, like, five beers.
Hell yeah.
Hell and yeah,
was,
bro.
Like, towards the end of this movie, I was like...
This is the real. This like, is the craziest remember, documentary I've ever seen in my life.
I remember them blowing up the octopus.
Brandon's in his living room. Hell yeah, bitch! USA, USA. But yeah, this like the first 5 minutes of this movie is straight up like a commercial for an atomic submarine. Like,
yeah,
get out of here, man.
Listen, it's not the Hunt for Red October. We don't know.
Also, Sean like Connery's I read on here. IMDb, like all the scenes in the submarine, that's like shot in a real submarine.
Yeah, they're it was a working not, active sub.
They're just not underwater.
No.
Yeah.
Because that would be dangerous.
I believe they're on a dry dock.
Because yeah. None of them know what the fuck to do.
Yeah. There were actual like active Navy personnel, though. I do remember that from our first episode. There were active Navy personnel in the movie.
Yeah.
To give an authentic
so did, yeah, thing. So did Creature from the Black Lagoon come out before this? Or
what
after?
Year did this come out?
57, right?
I think so.
56 or 57?
Creature from the Black Lagoon was 54.
Okay, yeah, because like, I was like, wait, these have like underwater cameras too. I thought the Creature was the first one to do that.
It was.
So
1954.
It was.
And this is Columbia. Universal had better equipment.
Yeah.
Damn.
Very true. I think this is like Columbia in its very early stages. Like, it's a little baby.
I had a question.
Company.
Not related to the movie. So... Zach, a few Christmases ago, got me, well, maybe it was two, maybe two Christmases ago, he got me a DVD compilation that had this movie in it, has Mothra in it.
Yes.
The American version, right? The Columbia Pictures version?
I think so.
Okay. I just want to kind of do, I want to sit down and watch a comparison, see how much it's different.
Yeah, 1955 is in this movie.
55, so year after Creature.
Yeah,
year after Creature.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Also, completely different. Like Bailey was saying, like Columbia and Universal.
They had
so
better shit.
Different.
Creature probably had a bigger budget too.
Yes, I do believe so.
Yeah,
it did.
Also, a better movie.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Bailey. After watching this again, I was kind of like, this isn't as good as I remember.
It's like that cute girl you see when you're drunk, and you're like, man, she's pretty cool, and then you realize it's just beer goggles, and you're like, she's still all right though.
Yeah, like. Yeah, that's a good yeah.
Like
good analogy.
What I could say like before we kind of like break down the plot or whatever. Like the main reason to watch this is Ray Harryhausen's like
oh dude, a fucking master.
His
man.
Stop motion.
The Sixtopus is cool.
Yeah.
To look at. Like that's the best part
like
of the
movie.
To this day it's still a cool effect.
The Golden Gate Bridge scene is the best scene in the entire movie.
There's a book I'm wanting to buy. Barnes & Noble has it. It's about Ray Harryhausen and his career. And I just want to buy it because he fascinates me. Like he was a pioneer in movie effects.
But
the thing about this movie that kind of pisses me off a little bit compared to like other
sexual
monster movies,
harassment all the time.
that we'll get to that. And you don't see the monster barely at all.
No.
There's like
I think
scenes.
The budget limited how much it was on screen though too. Like,
you barely see the bastard.
Limited?
And
limited. I can't fucking
that's what I'm here for. I'm here for the giant
I'm
fucking
here
Sixtopus.
For,
and yeah. I was saying it suffers of the curse of the monster movie before we record.
Yeah,
like,
you get a lot of those cliches of like...
They're like, what are we going to do? Like, I don't fucking know. Let's
mankind
blow the bitch up.
Cannot fathom.
Yeah.
Like, science and military.
Yeah.
Like, it's like American monster movies have the same fucking
it's the cut and dry formula.
Yeah.
That's why they were so popular. It's like slasher
Although,
films. Slasher films suffered the same thing.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Although, Beast from 20 Fathoms was not like this.
No, that's Harryhausen worked on that, too.
They had some typical cliches, but, like, the love angle wasn't, like, as forced as this one.
Yeah,
no.
And,
this
like,
is...
you see the monster a lot.
Yeah, and he's awesome.
Often.
He's even more, he's better than the Sixtopus, in my opinion. Because he's, like, a big puppy. He keeps, like, hiking his leg up to, like, itch his fucking head and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, this is just a big-ass dog.
big-ass scaly
Clifford.
Dog.
Even the, what was that movie? I sent you guys that Super 8 cover of the other day.
Varan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That 5-minute Super 8 reel was better than this whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
This movie, like, it's just.
To be fair, though, that's like Toho masterwork.
I was really surprised. My girlfriend's dad, he put it on. He's like, I want to see what this is. And I looked at the cover, was like,
I own that movie. So
I Googled
if you guys want to come and watch it,
I would love to, because the first 5 minutes was pretty cool.
I own it, so if you guys want to come watch it.
I looked it up, and I'm like, holy shit, this is Toho. And then I saw the Shiro Honda. I was like, no fucking
it's
way.
It's one of his.
After
it's
Godzilla.
It's a lesser known work of his.
Yeah, this was post-Godzilla Toho.
It's still really good.
Yeah.
This movie, like, it just, like, I don't know, it's overloaded with like boring dialogue and just characters like, that you just don't give a shit
it's
about.
In most monster like, movies, I care, but I don't care on this.
It's kind of like some of the not so great Godzilla movies. Like the human aspect is so fucking boring.
Because doesn't it feel like the stakes are low and It Came from Beneath the Sea?
It kind of does.
Like,
yeah. Like there's just, no
like
urgency.
I don't really care what really happens
just,
to the humans.
It's just a big octopus. Like, what can he do?
Like, the only sense of urgency is when he's fucking up the Golden Gate Bridge and when he's like he's trying to pull himself up on land.
Yeah.
That's
it.
And then they just scare him off with flamethrowers.
Which that part's cool.
That is that is my favorite part of the movie still.
And then they shoot a missile in him and he blows up.
Yeah, he fucking there's no sense of urgency. You don't feel like anxious for the characters or anything because the characters also
I feel more
really
for the fucking octopus than I do the humans.
Yeah, like you just I don't really care about the characters all that much.
No.
Like they woke his ass up because they were putting bombs at
hydrogen
the bottom of the
bombs.
Ocean and so he was like, okay, I'm gonna eat up there.
Yeah, they
then.
Were like they're like an octopus couldn't do this and they're like, well, they don't come up unless they're disturbed.
Which that like, octopus like in the tank that they had, like the smaller one, he was cool because like his eyes were completely white.
Yep.
He I was like, what the fuck?
He was camera shy. He didn't
he said, I'm scared.
He's like covering up.
Yeah, they
his
put the
face
fish in there. He's like,
I'm not hungry.
They got radiation on him.
He's like going into the corner of the tank. He's like, leave me alone, bro.
That squid is probably the only creature still alive from that movie.
He's over here.
All those humans
are
dead.
He might be because they live for a long time.
They're wicked smart.
Honestly,
too.
One of the most fascinating animals on the planet.
Oh, dude. Squids are like little
pink. Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if they're actually aliens.
I wouldn't be either, man.
They just come from a different planet, like a meteor
what,
hitting
is this
the ocean.
Pacific Rim?
The meteor hitting the ocean, it hatched, and there's just a bunch of babies, and that's how they got here.
Okay, quick tangent. Does Pacific Rim count as a action horror movie, and can we cover it on the show?
I mean, we could do, if we've done other monster movies,
just
like
Pacific
other
Rim
1, because
the sequel sucks ass.
Yeah, because like all these movies,
we could easily do the first
Pacific Rim. I love Pacific Rim, bro.
Like these kaiju movies, like, they aren't really horror movies, you know?
I mean, monster
God, the first Godzilla,
inherently,
that's a horror movie.
I mean, monster movies
this
are
this show
horror
is a horror/sci-fi podcast.
So yeah, it counts.
We can do horror, we can do sci-fi.
Mr. I can't... The guy... Poppy G.
Guillermo, Poppy G.
I can't say it. Del Toro.
Yeah.
I can't say his name.
Guillermo.
Poppy G.
I need voice coaching for the name...
Guillermo, I don't know.
That man just like he's,
just call him
he's
Del
my
Toro.
Favorite.
Mr. Del
so
Toro, come on the show.
I love him so much. He,
I do
just
too.
His work and everything.
The man's honestly insane, but in a good way.
Though.
Yeah,
like the ideas he had, like that one movie we covered, the one you did,
Mimic,
dude.
Yeah,
I did not expect to like that movie as much as I did.
It's a good movie, man. Yeah. It's a shame what happened to that movie, but. It's a good
fuck
movie.
You, Weinstein.
We need to cover Relic, too, because that one's
is that
good.
Another one of his?
That's,
it's not a Del Toro movie, I don't think.
But that's
think,
a good
but,
monster movie.
Yeah. Mm. It's sort of similar to Mimic, like, in terms of, like, the way it feels.
Yeah,
like,
the way
90s gritty,
it's
gross.
Shot in, like, the kind of dark overtone.
Like,
of
during
the movie
Mimic, I felt like
similar.
I needed a fucking shower.
Yeah, yeah. Like, because, like, I think they came out the same year, too.
Did they?
Yeah, I think they did.
Like, Relic's a Stan Winston movie, too. Yeah. He, like, designed the monster, and he got fucked over because they ended up using CGI for
I
most
know
of
the
it.
Poster yeah. for Relic. I've seen it.
But the monster still looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We should check it out
the
some,
shots
sometime
you do
soon.
See.
Anyway, giant sixtopus movie.
Yeah, that one.
At this point, we don't even have to go over the plot.
Yeah,
we're just
like,
fucking casually talking, and it's kind of nice. I'm not
so
gonna lie.
So the sub-commander, man, he straight up like sexually harasses this woman.
Commander
in
Pete,
love
man.
With Commander Pete.
Yeah, he's kind of he's also in Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. He has like a smaller role in that movie. But in this movie, he's so unlikable.
He straight up walks up to Professor Joyce and wraps his arms around her from the back, and I'm like, bro, let her go.
What the fuck are you
not
doing?
Not only that, but like he was like she was. She was like, okay, you know, like when they first like examined like the
chunk of the octopus,
yeah, and like she was like, okay, I'm gonna go and like,
I gotta
know,
go back
to
work,
my school
pretty much,
and shit. And he was like, nope.
He also fucking like just berates her on doing her job,
yep,
and just like you, he's pretty much like, you suck at your job,
you know, casual sexism in the 50s.
Well, yeah, like that's what I was
she's
gonna
over
say.
Here.
There's lots of sexism. There's like, oh, a woman can't handle this shit.
What do you mean a woman's gonna tell me what to do?
There's like a scene later in the movie where he like tells her to beat it, Because, like, you know, a woman doesn't need to be around to see this. And then she just, like, gives her three reasons why, like, why he needs to shut the fuck up.
She's like, listen, I'm also, the only one in this fucking area that knows anything about this thing.
Also, two, I want to see the big-headed motherfucker.
Three, fuck you.
Also, he, like, completely ordered her food for her. And I was like, you can't do that.
We're still... 2 years ago, we talked about this.
Yeah. I was like, you can't just order a woman's food for her. They're not going
to
like
that. Although, that used to be a very common practice.
Yeah.
Is the men...
Like, you know why? Sexism.
Exactly.
You could tell, like, they were trying to, like, play it off as, like, oh, this guy's a charming man, and he's just trying to, you know, get close to this lady.
I bet he cries after sex.
It used to be the sign of a gentleman, but now it's just like, why are you ordering her food?
You know what I said? What I said? I'm standing by it. Commander Pete cries after sex.
I mean, he probably do.
He fucked a manatee once.
So that's what chivalry looks like? Okay.
Homie fucked a Martian once.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
So this is what chivalry looks like. Okay.
Yeah, this is so, what it's come to. And also, like, the other doctor that's... Are
the
they,
guy,
like, together?
I don't know.
We talked about that 2 years ago, too. Like, it's kind of hinted, because, like, he also hugs her from behind. I'm
it's
like...
It's like a really weird love triangle. I don't know what's going
on. They polyamorous.
Like, it seemed like the scientist guy, he was, like, really trying for, but he pretty much, like, knew once, you know, things kind of, like... Like, when she didn't want to dance with him, and then, like, Pete just came over and was like, you're going to dance with me. And then he, like, asked the dude for his blessing. He's like, oh, you kids have fun. He like, pretty much accepted the friend zone at that point.
Yeah.
Bro, he just got cucked.
Well, also, there's a scene where, like, they're on the beach, and it's before the sheriff guy gets squished by the octopus, which he fucking squeals.
He had a gun, too.
He
what's that gun going to do to a fucking octopus,
I mean, that was
bro.
A whole-ass double-barrel shotgun. That shit probably
blasted
hurt. You got to do something.
I'd be
mean,
shooting
he kinda...
both barrels at the same time. I'd cry and pee.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of just stood there and just got squashed and yelled.
He fucking took that shit, bro.
But, like, that scene,
took one for the team.
They're like, he's, like, trying to, you know, Commander Pete trying to get, like, all up on her, and then old boy shows up, and she's like, get off me.
Get off me. Go away. Dude. Go away.
But yeah, like, I don't know. Like, there was, like, far less sexism in Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, which is, that's like, kind of, like, a reason why I liked that.
That movie and then Tarantula,
yeah,
like, those movies,
too.
You know, the female scientist, the love interest, is a strong, independent woman.
Yeah,
she,
like,
don't need no man.
Which in Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, she wasn't, like, a scientist. She was, like, the assistant or
yeah,
whatever.
That's what she was.
She was the apprentice or whatever, but... Like, the love angle, it came off, like, more natural than forced. Like this
yeah,
movie.
Like, this, it's very rapey.
Like, this guy is trying way too hard.
He is. I mean, like, and just, it, I don't like him.
Like,
I don't
I'm not, like, I'm not saying this guy is, like, a fucking rapist. Like, there's no rape in this movie, but he was just doing all kinds
he's
of shit.
Creepy.
Where
it's definitely not consensual.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold up today. Let's just say
no.
If you did that, you would get in a lot of trouble.
That's the thing about this movie. I think differs from a lot of other American monster movies too. Is like the main character, the leading male role, is always so likable.
This one is not.
Except
no,
Commander
guy,
Pete. I
Commander
don't fucking
Pete
like him.
Can go fuck himself.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
The ending of this movie, though. That's the best part.
I mean, it is. The octopus fucking explodes.
Pretty much the entire third quarter, or like the third act. Act of this movie is what it's all worth seeing for.
I mean, you get the Golden Gate Bridge disaster, which that scene's so cool, man. Yeah.
The beach scene is cool too.
Yeah,
you,
before
you know,
yeah, the beach scene.
Then pushing
cool.
them back with flamethrowers, like I said, my favorite part of this movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I like the way the octopus looks like overall.
Yeah. I will say this though, it looks way better without color than it does with. Because when the octopus is like with color, he's like this grimy green looking color.
Yeah.
I was like, man, he looks better in black and white. He looks
oh,
like
you finally
big...
watched it in black and white?
No, but I've seen what it looks like in black and white because of Google Images. But, like, I was like, man, he just kind of, like, his tentacles look like turds here.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Commander Pete also, like, saves the guy on the Golden Gate Bridge. That scene's cool, too.
Yep.
Like, where you see the tentacle rip through the bridge, like, in the middle. And and you can see, like, the bridge's structure, like, collapsing. Like, that stuff's cool. I always like shit like that in these monster movies.
But, yeah, I mean, like, just like the three main characters that they give you, they're not very likable.
They're not.
Professor Joyce is probably the best one.
Yeah, she's
out of all.
It's
of
just
them.
Because you feel bad for her because she keeps being harassed by this fucking idiot.
Well, yeah. She's the only fucking competent human in the movie.
Yeah,
she
is. And then like the other guy, like the other scientist, like he's just whatever.
He's a pushover.
Well, even
he's
some of like whatever. The army guys, when like Commander Pete's like trying to get rid of her, some of the other like higher commander guys are like, dude, you need to like lay off. Like they're just like.
Yeah.
It's like, she can stay, bro. She knows what she's doing.
Right. So, question. How do you guys rate this now, 2 years later?
I'm pretty sure I gave it a 7.
I don't remember what.
When
I
we first watched it. I would probably give it, like, a 5.
I agree with you. I would go with that. I'd give it a 5.
Pretty run-of-the-mill 5.
Like, when you really think of it, like, it's a low-budget movie. They did pretty good. Like, the stop motion by Ray Harryhausen's great.
Yeah, very true.
I thought the cinematography was fine, you know. The acting was fine.
Well, yeah.
It's just the characters aren't very likable.
The characters aren't very well-written.
And the dialogue is kind of boring.
Yeah.
So. Yes.
And for a movie that's 1 hour and 19, this movie feels like it's 2.5 hours long.
It's the pacing is so fucking
until
slow.
Until you get in like the third act, then that shit just blows right past you.
Yeah,
and it's just like, well, where was that the whole fucking movie?
Yeah, I needed that the whole time.
Yeah, so that's It Came from Beneath the Sea, part de. I don't speak the French.
Part dick.
Sorry,
part dick. Dick.
So, let's hold on 1 second, guys. Hope you all enjoyed our episode back. It was a fun time. I miss this a lot.
Glad to be back.
It's been a long, almost 4 months.
We're still sort of rusty. We do need better audio equipment.
Yeah, that's our next big purchase, I believe.
But the thing is like, we kind of like formed this podcast with the intent that it shouldn't feel like a job. It should just be like a fun little hobby for us all to do.
Yeah.
And so, I kind of like the rusty sort of awkward charm that we have.
I do, but I don't at the same time. Like, I do like our little slow pause where we're like,
I mean, we learn.
Motherfucker.
I mean, that's part
ham
of it.
Sandwich.
I mean, that's part of it. We're growing. We're learning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that we're definitely better than, like, our first, like,
oh,
10,
we are. We are so much
episodes.
Better off than our first 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, our nightmare episodes weren't that bad.
No, they were still recorded really shittily.
Because you had the computer mic on or whatever it was.
Somehow, no idea.
So you could never hear Zach unless you really turned your volume all the way up and just listened.
Yeah, I think what we'll do here in the next probably 6-7 months, get that one audio recorder we've been looking at for a while.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once we divide it up between the three, it was really not that much money.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Also, like, I was thinking about getting us new, like, mic covers because these things are old.
Yeah. I think we have extras in the box.
Yeah. We might, but these things are old. We haven't been out here in a long time, so they're probably covered in dust.
Yeah. I was looking online
the other
night.
We're going to go home and be like,
I was looking online the other night and I found some new mics that maybe we should switch to here in the next year or so.
Very nice.
Yeah. So if you guys like this episode, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on anywhere you can rate your podcast. I know Spotify has their new rating system.
I didn't even know that. I thought it was just Apple where you can rate them.
Spotify just launched theirs a couple weeks ago. So if you guys don't mind, give us what you feel like we are.
We will take every form
but
of criticism.
If it's a 5, it's a 5, you know.
Like
And Apple Music as well. If you listen over there, we'd appreciate
and
a review.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts.
Are we on Amazon Podcasts or whatever it's called?
We can be. It's just a really long process to get over there. But
we're on Google, right? The Google one?
Yeah. That's where I used to listen to our show. We'll check it out.
And then we're on Anchor, too.
Yeah, Anchor.
You can listen to
podcasts on all
on
the
Anchor.
Lower, the smaller platforms. So wherever you listen, if you can leave a review, that'd be great. Give some constructive criticism if you guys would like. We'll take it. We won't even be mad at you because that's how things work.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with Terrifier. That's my pick of January.
Hell yeah, bitch.
I love that movie. Like when that dropped. Yeah,
good movie.
It was such a good movie. Can't wait to talk about it next week. Until then, guys, be kind, stay safe, stay spooky, my friends. Bye.
Sayonara.
Bye.